Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
What's up, friendos, and welcome into the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. It is Mock Draft 8.0. We have got a super flex mock draft that we're going to be live drafting here on ESPN. Yeah, I'm Chris Welsh for ESPN. Whew, we'll tell you all about it here in just a second. That's Bogman. I'm Welsh. You can find us on Twitter at Bogman Sports at Is It The Welsh. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And over at InThisLeague.com on the Patreon, where you can get access to Ranks, Superflex, Dynasty, IDP, and more. Plus, get in the GroupMe rooms, be a part of our community, which is really awesome. Special things that we do, like I'm going to be setting up a Survivor League. And in season, we've got a start and sit room where people can just drop all their questions, people answer, interact, and tons more. InThisLeague.com on the Patreon today. InThisLeague.com. Why would you wait? Why would we draft on ESPN is a big
worldwide
question. We're going to get into it here.
I almost had to call you yesterday because I was looking at the settings. I'm like, there's no F in Superflex here. So I had to Google it, and you have to put it as offensive player as the second flex.
I feel like, and by the way, the acronym is OP. And that is, I feel like they're trying to like talk to kids here, like ESPN of all places. Like, oh yeah, there's the OP. There's that OP spot. Like, I don't like it. I hate, and I've always hated, when there is a unanimous way about something, and then somebody else goes, nah, we're going to make it our own. We're going to call it, do it completely different. We're going to do
Welsh
something completely
different. Welsh hates trendsetters.
I still think like Yahoo being essentially the only ones that's like, oh yeah, Otani's a two-way player. The dumbest thing on the planet still. ESPN giving a different name for their Superflex is so dumb. It is wildly stupid. And I mean, good thing
like Sleeper is where it says when the flex spot, it says RWT for running back, wide receiver, tight end, QWRT if you add quarterback in there. It's not that hard. Seems pretty easy. But let's make it really confusing for everyone.
That's what we're going to be dealing with. We got the whole setup here. We got the bad boys. And good thing that it doesn't adjust to your league format. So just know that. So if you're in it, you're just going to see standard as normal. But this is also why we go on these different platforms. You know what I mean? We draft on Yahoo, draft on Sleeper. You got to know where it is. But this is, I'd say, also part of the reason why some of these things are adjusting. Sleeper's market share is going up because of the ease of it. A lot of people not happy about the changes that Yahoo made. But we are going to experience all of the extra chaos for you and hopefully get you guys through it. And that's what we got here on the Superflex. We'll get through the picks here in just a second. Actually, the draft is going to be starting here in a couple minutes. So we really don't have time to get through all the news and notes. We can talk about it in the show because I think the biggest questions people are going to have, and that do affect the first round, by the way, are you worried about CeeDee Lamb? And are you worried about Ja'Marr Chase, both on the holdout? And those are questions that will, I think, in theory, be answered here because that's part of it. We also did have a trade, though. Wanted to bring this up just for half a second because your guy, gone. Jahan Dotson traded to no man's land. I think he is almost a nothing burger now, and he I am heavy into redraft, Luke McCaffrey. Luke McCaffrey moves into the slot role for Washington, which is a huge get, and Dotson goes as a no draft nothing burger.
So what I think actually is going to happen is I think Terry McLaurin, who they said yesterday before this trade, is going to move all over the field. So I think he's going to like do the slot 50%, and then they're going to mix in McCaffrey and Diami Brown and other guys in there, probably Sanat as well. So, it's going to be a big mix, but Terry McLaurin is the guy, and even more targets perhaps for him as well. So,
yeah, did you how hard did your eyes roll when you saw that? You were just like, great.
I like Dotson, but you're buried. You go from a pass first team to a run first team. You go from the second option to the fourth, fifth, maybe. So, yeah, I mean, it's I talked about it with John Middlecoff and Fitz on the Dynasty show, and Middlecoff said it's Howie Roseman trying to get value. But yeah, he's going to be buried. Johnny Wilson was having a good preseason as well, and he's buried now, too. So it just sucks for everybody, I feel like, except for Diami Brown and Luke McCaffrey.
Yeah, Luke McCaffrey and Diami Brown is definitely more interesting, but Luke McCaffrey is like, I think, a must now at the end of drafts. That's kind of how I'm going to end up viewing him. 2 minutes until this bad boy starts up here. So let's get through the draft spots. This is a 12 team on ESPN Superflex with three wide receivers and one extra bench spot, it looks like. I don't know what that was about. Everybody's complaining about how big you got a big bench you made, but it's like one more spot, I think, than usual. I am drafting one in the super flex. I'm never drafting one. And of course, it's in a spot where I'm not going to take McCaffrey. I'm at one. Our boy Fam is at two. Moyes is at three. Toft at four. We got Braun at five. Allen at six. Bogman is in the middle at seven, right after the big six quarter. This is this for you to get it right this time?
Yes. This is exactly what it is. I put it right here. We're gonna make it right this time.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, where Bogman passed on Christian McCaffrey at six because of your fear of the quarterback, I don't think McCaffrey will be available for you this time to even get it right. But CY is at eight. We got Zach at nine, Matt at 10, Chatty at 11, and maybe Barrow, who's not in the room, at 12. I'm assuming he's going to be. So that is our setup here. I am going to take my top quarterback. I'm going to take Jalen Hurts at the, I know a lot of people love Josh Allen. That's fine too. I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts as the number one overall pick. What are you looking to, like, Christian McCaffrey's not going to be there for you. Someone's going to take him before. So when you are faced with CD Lamb or Anthony Richardson, are you just going to smash the quarterback?
Yeah, if it's Anthony Richardson, yes. I think, you know, for ESPN quarterbacks, he's fourth, so I don't think he'll be on the list. I think it'll be probably more like C.J. Stroud or CeeDee Lamb, and in that case, I'll take Stroud as well.
So it doesn't matter. So you're like, in that case, it still doesn't matter. You're still going to do the same thing.
Well, I don't think Richardson will be there, but I think Richardson, for most people's instant smash, I have Stroud ahead of him anyway, so I think that'll be the thing. But if it's Joe Burrow, I'll be taking the position player. So,
well, I mean, it can't be Joe. There's six quarterbacks that are going. Does that equate right? I mean, it would be
well for me for what my situation was it was all quarterbacks went. So you're right. Someone will probably take CMC before in this one, but then I'll get a better value at a quarterback. It won't be Joe Burrow. It's a
point. Yeah. Whoa. Up. ESPN just screamed at us. It's the loudest I've ever heard it. Good Lord. All right. The old ESPN sounds in here.
It's in this league.
Oh, I think I hear it.
In this league.
Right. Cool. Who sent you?
In this league.
He thought he was going to pass to do you.
All right. So the draft has started. We are on the clock here. And oh, yeah, it's me. I was about to say Chris's cool team. That's me, fellas. Going with Jalen Hurts with the first pick. I forgot that I was on. So here we go. Let's see how this bad boy works out. Oh, man. I forgot. Oh, man. ESPN does the thing. It is the worst feature. I cannot believe they're doing it again. They switch out of your pick to show you pick history after every single player is taken. I forgot they did this last year. Why do they do that? It's the worst idea.
Don't want to sound like a dick or nothing, but it says on your chart that you f***ed up.
Every single time. So if you're scanning through a player, it will bounce you out. It is the worst thing ever. So
stink. and I hate it.
All right. We will keep it rolling here. Your picks, Bogman, you will not be taking Christian McCaffrey because after Jalen Hurts, it went Josh Allen and then Christian McCaffrey, followed by Patrick Mahomes. Lamar Jackson goes five. So there you go. I guess, I mean, this is what I was saying before. If McCaffrey was taken, there was no scenario where like you were just going to take a quarterback. You kind of, you said you committed to that.
So I'm going to back off of it.
You're going to go Lamb?
Yep. I'm taking Lamb.
Love it.
I'm going to see what it looks like.
I love it.
It's a mock, right? I think in my brain, if I was playing for money, I would take the quarterback, but I want to see what it looks like.
So. The only thing then I guess I'll disagree with you. I think this time of year, it's the time to be like, this is how I'm going to draft.
But I just did it wrong taking a quarterback before in a real draft.
Yeah.
So let me take a wide receiver and...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you are sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
I suppose. I don't know what to tell you.
It's the way of the world.
I mean, what I really wish here, because we have pick history, which is nice, but I really wish we had like a draft board laid out. Is there one here? Can I go by? No.
Oh, you mean like an ESPN just had like a board?
Yeah. Do they not have a board? You can see the whole draft.
I mean, legit for being like as big as it is, it's one of the worst fantasy football things.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it. Like why they think it's how no one has ever complained that after every pick, if you're scrolling, it goes to pick history. What do you care about pick history? You can see it on the right.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I thought they got rid of this. I thought they had fixed it for a little bit.
They didn't. There goes Matthew Stafford.
Damn it.
Is that who you wanted?
Yeah, I wanted Stafford.
Brother,
what's that, brother?
What is that from again?
It's just a clip of the guy. I can't remember what he was saying, but he's talking about something, and he's ooh.
I did that one time, and my son was like, he's perked up because he's obviously heard it on like YouTube Reels or whatever, and then he's like, you know that? And I'm like, just me and Bogman just say it. I'm like, I don't know any of the actuals. All right, so the last couple picks. Pittman was the 8th pick in the 3rd round. We had Mike Evans. Pacheco was the 10th in the 3rd. Derrick Henry, Matthew Stafford ended the 3rd, moved into the 4th. Marvin Harrison. There goes Aaron Rodgers, Justin Herbert, and Kirk Cousins. So the big order of quarterbacks just went. So what say you?
I really want Sam Darnold, which I didn't think I was going to say.
Oh, so you are like, you're not going to take the position player.
Nope.
There goes James Cook. Wow. Okay.
No, I'm taking Darnold. And I will wait.
You just took Darnold. I just got to say, you took Darnold and like Chris Olave was on the board. That's what's rough about Superflex.
Yeah, but I have Lamb and Chase.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. I'm just saying. You start three wide receivers. Chris Olave, Sam Darnold just went above Chris Olave. That just hurts.
I mean, so I could have skipped Darnold, but again, Kevin O'Connell is going to pass the ball probably more than any other coach. And you still have Jefferson. You have Jordan Addison, even though he's going to be suspended. You have Aaron Jones, a good receiving back. TJ Hawkinson is going to come back. Sam Darnold is going to hold value. He may not be a good quarterback, but he's going to pass the ball a lot. So yeah. I'll take him over the rest of this dump of quarterbacks here. I don't want the rest of this crap.
No, it's bad. I mean, I put myself in this situation too. There went Devontae Adams after Deshaun Watson. So I am three picks away. I would like to, I need to take a quarterback here. I'd probably roll. There goes
you
Kelsey.
You have to take one.
I know. Oh God. I forgot the tight ends are still here too. Jesus. There goes Drake London. I'm up.
You are up.
Do I go? I got to go Baker here, right? Over Bryce?
I would think Baker.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what I said over Bryce.
Yeah. So yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to take Baker and then. There's some decent running backs, but the wideouts, Olave is still there and Sam Laporta, but I'm going to go with Olave as my wide receiver too. So I've got Hurts, Barkley, Garrett Wilson, Olave and Baker.
That's
I like
pretty
it.
Damn good.
It's pretty good in Superflex with that one spot. So there just went, I can't see Jalen Waddle. So now you're going to have to hit the running backs, right?
Yeah. Achan is still on the board. So is Ken Walker.
Yeah.
So,
I almost took Achan.
I will take Ken Walker first. Because you know, as my number one running back, I don't want a guy that's kind of already limited on touches and Achan. I mean, I guess if Walker goes, I'll take Achan, but I think Walker is more likely to fall to me at this point. Did Rashad White go?
I don't believe so. Cooper Kupp. No, he has not. Cooper Kupp just went fifth round.
White's on the board. Where is he? Oh yeah. Okay. I see him.
Achan just went two in front of you. Just went.
Allen's my buddy. He's already been a friend to me and a pal. I really appreciate him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to skip Ken Walker here. Right.
Brandon Ayuk.
A great pick. Excellent. Great pick.
49er Brandon Ayuk.
People let me tell you about my best friend.
Was there what?
I love this build now. Now that I went Lamb and Chase, Lawrence and Darnold and Walker.
You look at this and go, you wish this is what you did in flex?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, Lamb and Chase is just so huge to have on your team, even in a super flex. I don't care. That is so, so big. And I have a high volume passer in Darnold and look at all the weapons for Trevor Lawrence as well. I think I'm in a good spot here.
Yeah. You got Ken Walker, Nico Collins, Alvin Kamara. Matt was saying he was ready to take Ken Walker from under you. There's still some good running backs, but it's going to start to thin out. Is that what you're doing again? Because you picked before me.
No, I mean, I will take if Malik Nabers is there. I'll take Malik.
There goes DK Metcalf.
DK was high on my list as well. But I also like, I mean, Laporte is still on the board. Trey McBride's still on the board. So there's some good options at tight end as well. So my mix here is I feel like I have a lot of really good options. It's Malik, Laporta, DJ Moore, Rashad White. Like those are the guys on my radar.
There goes DJ Moore. Yeah, I was hoping he was going to fall a little bit further. I mean, I've got two. Oh, I didn't realize I got stupid Garrett Wilson and Olave on the same bye. I got bye week issues on this team, but you know, it's what you got to do in Superflex sometimes. You got to say whatever. Screw it. But I wanted DJ Moore would have been like a really good one. So, all right. So you are six picks away. I got to tell you, the tight end thing is tripping me out too. Like,
I feel like people are forgetting that tight end exists. So,
there goes Neighbors.
Well, not anymore. Not this guy. Here goes Sam Laporta then.
Is that who you're taking?
Yep.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Yeah. All right, let's see what happens. I was hoping Laporta, because I knew I wasn't going to get Neighbors if you took him, but I was hoping Laporta might fall a little bit longer, because this, I mean, we're in round 6. It's ridiculous. Matt is taking all the time in the world. 3. He took Stephon Diggs. I think people are starting to worry about wide receivers a little bit.
Not this guy.
There goes Sam Laporta.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In this league.
Break it down.
And it's gone.
Oh,
Rashad White.
And it's gone.
I was hoping you were gonna take someone else so I could get Rashad White.
Well, let me just do your favorite thing. You were never getting him.
Yeah, never
because him. If Laporta went, that was my plan. But I'll take Josh Jacobs now. So I don't hate that. Start with Jacobs and Ken Walker as my RBs and waited on them. Round 7, I got Jacobs.
I want to just scream every time a pick is made and it moves away from the player board. Like I want to obscenities. I want to get mad. It is wild that it keeps doing that. There goes Zay Flowers. Damn it.
I mean, is there a setting we don't know about?
Trey McBride. But see, that's the point. Like, you know what? There probably is. Why would that be the default?
Yeah, right. Why?
And what world should that be the default?
None.
It's crazy.
Even in 3 worlds.
Trey McBride. What's that? Something I don't get.
From Altered Carbon.
What?
Show Altered Carbon. You watched that on Netflix.
I never watched that.
Yeah, you did.
Sounds stupid. Joe Mixon and Calvin Ridley just went. I've never heard of it.
Yes, you have.
One who lets me up lives. The other two, the core is done with you. You won't even be a memory.
Divide et impera.
That's in high school.
Don't do that. I hate it.
I've never heard of it.
Yes, you have.
All right, we're going to go. Oh, I love. Yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to go Aaron Jones. and flex, we're going to go with Ramondre Stevenson. Love it. Because wide receivers, we're getting into a core of a lot of good, similar players, but I just depleted the pool. I like Aaron Jones even more, especially in this PPR format, but because the Vikings are going to have to pass the crap out of the ball, and Ramondre is a featured back. So I have a tight end and a wide receiver spot to fill, but I am very happy about that because I think I just depleted running backs a decent amount.
It's thin picking here.
I changed the tier is I guess what I'm getting at. Like I altered the tier, alter carbon, the tier apparently.
Yeah. Well, click on that link in the private chat. You'll see that and you'll be like, oh yeah, that show.
I've never seen the show in my life.
Yes, you have.
I've never seen but yes, Anthony Mackie. No, I haven't.
Yeah. Anthony Mackie took over in the second season. It was the other guy. Remember they have the stacks in the back of their head. And they can change from people to people, the sci-fi show.
No.
I read the book and I said it was torture porn because it was.
No.
Yeah. No, you've seen it.
Okay.
You've seen it.
T. Higgins, Tank Dell, Zamir White, Terry McLaurin, 2 spots in front of you. I don't even know if you cared about wide receiver.
Terry McLaurin was my pick.
James Conner just went.
Yeah. Now I'm stuck between a couple players here.
Would you say you're stuck between a rock and a hard place?
No.
Oh.
No, no, no. Okay. I'll take Najee. Here we go.
Ooh, Najee. I like Najee more now with the no, I think Jalen's like I just saw him back.
He'll be okay. Yeah. Yeah. But it is, you know, it's a hamstring injury for a guy that's already kind of limited on touches.
Yeah.
It's not great, Bob.
Not great. Jalen Jaden Reed just went 8th pick in the 7th round. There you go. And ooh, Rashee Rice.
Moving so you're on
coming
up.
You're coming back. You got like, I don't know, like 7 picks. What's the what is the roster construction right now?
Right now we go Lawrence and Darnold as our QBs with Walker, Jacobs, Lamb, Chase, and Najee.
So what do you have? A third wide receiver you need to fill?
Third wide receiver and
you didn't tight do tight end? Oh, and a tight end. No. Okay.
But so I tell you what, I have Mark Andrews queued up. So
yeah, I got him near the top of my list here. But Matt just there took he goes. Him. So there he goes. Yep. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Sorry. Bye-bye.
Well, wish in one hand, the other one. See which one fills up first.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I was very curious what you would do here with tight end because you get very, like, you know, like you lose your tight ends. You've lost yourself kind of the whole
Where
year.
Where is Chatty? That's the question. He's picking. All right. A couple so I have. He's got one pick ahead of me. If he doesn't take him here at pick 86, which would be inside the top 100, then I will take him probably with my second pick coming.
Who's
back.
Him?
Brock Bowers. Come on.
Oh, Bowers. Okay. There goes Javonte Williams.
Act like
he is him. I didn't have to say his name.
Everybody knew who I was talking. Come on.
All right. Well,
if you listened to the last mock, you knew who I was talking about for sure.
All right. You guys are on me. More than I knew. I was like, who's him?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's in this league.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make
in this league.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Oh, I'm him.
There goes Christian Watson. Ooh, running backs look kind of rough. There goes Will Levis. George Pickens. Damn it. That's who I
Pickens
wanted.
Pickens was actually in my queue and I never take him.
I wanted Pickens pretty, pretty bad. All right, you are 2 picks away here. So who the hell
Chris
is that? Oh, it's Bowers.
No, Chris Bowers? Chris Godwin here. Chris Bowers.
Oh, okay.
Chris Godwin here for me is the pick that I want.
And there goes Bo Nix after Jackson Smith and Jigba. You got Chris Godwin. There you go.
And now I'll take my reach on Brock Bowers.
After this, yeah. I still have a tight end, but I might smash take Dalton Kincaid here. I'm starting to not love the wide receivers. I also feel compelled to maybe get a backup quarterback. Kincaid, so great.
Life is pain. Life is only pain.
Come on, just wade through these waters.
Only problem with the quarterback situation is Bryce Young and Daniel Jones both have the same bye as my op quarterbacks. That's stupid. But Derek Carr doesn't, so maybe I go there. There goes DeAndre Swift. Let me look at the wideouts.
These stuff. Cans.
Don't love the tight ends now. Jesus, Christian Kirk. 2 picks away. I don't love these.
Yeah, there's still, I feel like there's a lot of good options at wideout.
They're okay.
Yeah, I mean, they all should be bench guys, right? So.
Well, no, I don't have a third wide receiver yet. And the quarter, I can't take a quarterback that shares the bye of one of my quarterbacks. That defeats the purpose, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Pretty much.
Do you have a third? I don't have a third yet.
I don't have a third, but I'm a wheel pick. That's what's so dangerous about this. I have to wait. Oh, there goes Keenan. Well, I got to do this. All right. So we're going to do Deontay. And then I am going to take Derek Carr.
Boom.
Derek Carr. So I get my third quarterback to cover myself. I got Deontay as my third wide receiver. I passed on some guys I really didn't want to there, so that kind of hurts. So there goes Raheem Mostert. What are you doing coming back?
And now I'm kind of thinking maybe I should get this third QB, but
I think the last remnants of them, it's happening now.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I wish I could have taken like Bryce or Daniel Jones there. So that's the tough thing about like this position when you get put into it. Like I had to lower my expectation of the player I wanted for bye weeks. Ooh. Because of Xavier Worthy.
Another good pick.
There goes Daniel Jones. There is Bryce. And there's Bryce Young.
I'm thinking Drake Justin May. Fields.
You think Justin Fields is going to hold it down?
Well, I don't need him. Let's see. My first QB bye week. Ooh, Sam Darnold is week 6.
It's loud. There goes Bryce Young.
I'm going to take Gardner Minshew then. Let's do Gardner Minshew.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know if Captain agreed with that or not.
I don't think he did. He doesn't agree with anything I say. He's like, you know what you could do is give me more treats. That's all he wants.
What you could, yeah. There goes Tajay Spears. I was going to say,
what you could do,
take Fields and then you could take Russ after, but you took Minshew. So
get the starter, and that's a good spot as well. There goes Evan Ingram. And now Chad is going to take Brock Bowers out from under me.
Phrasing.
But you can't, like, Kittle, we're still on the board.
Chase Brown. Yeah. Yeah, Kittle and Pitts are both still there, and Joku's a good option. Does Chad have a tight end though? You should look.
No idea. I'm assuming he doesn't.
So then, well, if he does or doesn't, it doesn't actually matter.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, yeah. Why do we care if he has one?
No, that's what I forgot. We got to remember that. Oh, there goes Tony Pollard and Chase Brown and Evan Ingram. Tony Pollard, I was actually hoping would fall back. So what Chad will do is he'll take Bowers the next one. Oh, dude, he took Dowdle. Dude, they're running. They're taking running back depth. I didn't realize is going at this level. That's kind of scary. It is a good.
I mean, we are. What round are we in? Well, this is moving fast.
We're in the ninth round, but we've also had like 30 quarterbacks go. So
that's true.
It moves the value a little bit. There goes Justin Fields, last pick in the ninth round. So now we're going to swing it around. Wonder if he takes Russ. I guess not, because he's taking a long time. Would be interesting taking Fields and Russ. Just, I mean, not that the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback spot is what you want. God,
get him some milk.
Took Kyle Pitts.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's not what I wanted, because I wanted some choices coming back to me. There goes Kittle. Oh, it's all done. Right. Yep, it's over.
Okay,
we just had Pitts and Kittle go. So
three picks away from Bowers.
There's no chance.
Chad took away.
I realized Chad took Kittle over.
He took Kittle. That's right.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna happen for you, dog.
Three picks, man.
There goes
Roma Dunze.
That was on my list.
Come on, baby.
Two more picks. Well, you should look. Do these guys? Let's see, Zach.
Well, I would love to, but
Zach has a tight end, and CY has a tight end. You're golden.
I'm getting.
You're golden, pony boy.
Nice. Yep. Let's go. This is going to end up being the perfect draft. This is the show that we did last time. Is this the team that I put together? This is amazing.
I'm so annoyed. I really wanted him to. I wanted one of those tight ends to fall to me. That's all that I wanted.
And Joku's still there. But you still, when we get down to this part, and when you're upset about, and I'm not speaking to you, I'm speaking to the general audience. When you don't have your tight end and Hockenson's still on the board and you have IR spots, grab and stash Hockenson and pick up guys and, you know, try to piece it together until he comes back. Good Lord. I think my queue is empty now.
I don't. There goes Courtland Sutton and Ladd McConkey. I don't feel compelled. Ah, damn. Jalen Warren was becoming such a crazy value. There goes Drake May. I don't feel compelled to take Njoku, especially when you still have Keon Coleman, Jameson Williams on the board. They might not be. I'm one pick away. And I probably would smash take both of them. Though there's some good running backs. He took Addison. Okay, so the question is, do I do one of the running back? There's not awesome. See, this is sneaky. Okay, so hold on. Here's what we're going to do. Yep, I got it. Keon Coleman.
Oh, you.
Yeah, of course I was taking him off.
How about no, Scott? Okay.
And then we're taking Nick Chubb for the back half of the year. So I just took Keon Coleman as my bench wideout and then Nick Chubb that I do not have to start as my fourth running back. Love it.
Man, that Coleman one hurt.
Oh yeah, Coleman was the no doubt pick here, but I was battling between some other ones. The last round when I was picking, that's what I was really having a struggle with was Adunze and Coleman were on the board and I wanted to double tap them.
Phrasing.
There goes Singletary and John Ford.
Singletary is absolutely who I wanted there. That sucks.
Do not collect $200.
There are no secret wide receivers down here. How is that? Usually there's a couple buried, but they're not this level.
Captain's mad at you.
Yeah, he is very mad.
What's his problem?
I don't know. I had to kick him out for the Fantasy Pro show earlier today. He's not very happy.
He's always mad when I'm around. You're always like, he's like the quietest on the planet. And maybe he hears my voice or maybe you kick him out and then he gets back in and he's like, hey, f- you.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. I think what it really is, I'm going to take Jameson here.
Oh, that's such a good pick.
What it really is he thinks I'm talking to him. So he's answering me back. Yeah,
because he's in the room now.
Yep. Because he's in the room now. And all he wants is pets. See, here he is. Just pets, 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 pets.
Pets, 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 pets. Big boy. Look at my Keenan.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And Alan.
He's a chonk. Yeah, yeah. He is. He's shade under 230, but he's close.
Shade up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey! He's still pretty high in IQ, and
it's a pretty good one.
I saw, and I don't really trust it, but I saw a beat writer say that he thinks that the idea is to get Bijan 18 carries and Tyler 14 carries, which is much closer to 50-50 than what they've been signaling. But it's kind of what I said the whole time. Like, you have a good backup in Tyler Allgeier. Tyler Allgeier could start for some teams. He's a really good running back. So, yes, he's behind one of the best, and those guys don't get run, but I do think Tyler Allgeier will get more than expected. So I'm going to go with him.
Let's see. We had Dotson, Adonai Mitchell, Brandon Cooks, Leggett. You took Tyler Allgeier. There goes Dallas Goedert just for extra push for me. That is the tight end I was going to take. So that's fun. Coming back here, I don't know if I would give a crap about taking two tight ends on this team. Because, like,
no, you have an extra bench spot for the quarterback anyway.
Yeah, but I don't even know if I would care about doing it because, like, Hockenson is going to score me points in the projections and stuff, and I would just pick up some dude. So I'm not going to. I'm only saying all of this because of, like, the positional stuff I'm looking to take here.
You're talking it out. You're talking
yeah,
it
just
out. Talking,
yeah, work I'm just through it. I'm saying words. There goes Rashawn Johnson. Hit this draft board. Okay, we are going to do I want to do both of those guys and then
guys?
Okay, yeah, that's what we'll do. All right, we will take Hockenson and then we're gonna lock up I feel like that's just too good of a we're gonna lock up Luke McCaffrey here.
I like it.
Yeah, I didn't think he would make it back to me.
Did you have to type in his name too?
No, I found it. I found it on the scroll.
Okay.
What did Fam just do? Two tight ends? He took Ferguson and Freiermuth.
You probably didn't have one and waited.
No, he did. Yeah, he took Ferguson like two rounds ago, and then he just like paired the
tight ends. Yeah, but he waited to take tight end, so he gave himself two options to play week to week. So
Curtis Samuel fell a lot with that turf. I almost took him. It would have helped the projections, but I would take Luke McCaffrey over Curtis Samuel, like in the instance of like what my
team is. We may be overreacting to Curtis Samuel's usage in the preseason, right? Because he's a vet. Maybe it's just like we don't need to see a ton of reps from him, but it doesn't look good, the usage right now. So I'm staying away as it stands.
I'm not, but like I would have smash took him if McCaffrey had gone, but I wanted to get McCaffrey on the upside. There goes Rashid Shaheed, Gabe Davis, you're up.
Tyrone Tracy, baby.
That's a good pick. Tyrone Tracy.
I might have too many rookies, but.
Oh, did you do the Welsh thing?
No, I didn't, just for my bench. I was just looking because I have I took Ray Davis and Tyrone Tracy. So there's two at the same position. And the only guy left in my queue, the only two guys left in my queue. I think I'll go with Polk, but I don't know. I'm debating between Polk and O'Connell.
Well, Polk just went, so it won't be him.
All right. Well, we'll go with O'Connell.
Bucky Irving just went. DeMarcus Robinson, Ben Sinnott went, and Jalen Polk. A lot more tight ends than I expected, I guess, here. So just a stupid idiot. But I think there are a lot of, there's a lot of like streamable type of options. Erickson just said on the Extra Point show we do on the Fantasy Pros main feed that he was talking to some guys at the expo, and there is a lot of buzz that Zach Ertz is going to really ruin some Ben Sinnott early shares, that he's going to be a big focal point of the offense.
Sinnott is third in the depth chart. John Bates is ahead of him right now in the initial depth chart. That now I'll say on the Commander site, it does say unofficial depth chart, so it doesn't mean a lot, but right now he is firmly behind John Bates. So not looking good.
Yeah, there goes DeMario Douglas, Damian Pierce, Keaton Mitchell. We are 16th round. We're in the last couple picks. So Pop Douglas was the start of the last round. So who's your last pick?
It's O'Connell. I'm just going to stash O'Connell in case something goes on with Minshew.
So, I think that's smart.
Yeah. And I'm looking, you know, I feel like just when you look at running backs and wide receivers, like, the level of these guys available is pretty close for most of them. Braylon, I'll tell you that Pop Douglas, Keaton Mitchell, and Braylon Allen were the last three guys outside of Aiden O'Connell on my queue, and they all just went. And then I have, Dalton Schultz, that late is a pretty good pick. I have zero interest in Rashad Bateman. So
yeah, Rashad Bateman went, Braylon Allen, Dalton Schultz, a lot of extra tight ends went in there. So that does not help me in general. I'm kind of torn if I want to take a second tight end at all, or I'm not really in love with anybody positionally. There goes Jacoby Brissett, Jermaine Burton, Alexander Mattison. That was actually the guy I was going to take that was on my queue. So I've got three bench wide receivers, two bench running backs. There goes Miles Sanders. I guess if Cole Kmet's there, I'd take him.
Kmet. Yeah, he losing a little time to Gerald Everett, which is weird.
Yeah, we'll just take Cole Kmet and we'll see how it goes. There you go. There is the team. Let's hear your team, and I'll pull up all the stuff and the things.
All right, so my squad here, we ended up with Trevor Lawrence, Gardner Minshew, and Sam Darnold as our quarterbacks. I obviously, Aiden O'Connell was my last pick. My running backs, Ken Walker, Josh Jacobs, Najee Harris with Ray Davis and Tyler Algier, Tyrone Tracy. On the bench, wide receivers are Lamb, Chase, Godwin, with Jameson Williams, Dontavian Wicks on the bench. And my starting tight end is Brock Bowers. Perfect team. Couldn't have done it better. A++, right? That's definitely what the Wizard says, right?
Of course. Yeah, the Wizard wasn't connecting there for a second. Yeah, we'll get to that. Do you want to hear where you finished?
I mean, it's still not connecting for me.
It just did it to me. Unfortunately, Bogman, you finished dead last.
Okay, great. Well, I did wait on quarterback, so.
But that's very weird. Look, but how do you feel about this team, though? Like, because I think you did decent. You might be getting killed for the Darnold thing. Maybe there's some adjustment that hasn't happened. But you have great wideouts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
By Chris Young, you just had CY on here, finished 8th. Zach was, and by the way, 8th to 12th is like within 30 points. And then there is this big, like almost 30 point jump from 8th to 7. So then there's like this big adjustment. And by the way, 6th to 5th, there's a over 50 point jump. So there's some jumps here. Zach was 7. Matt was 9. I was 5th place. So let's stop there. And I'll give you guys my team. I ended up Jalen Hurts as my top quarterback with Baker Mayfield as my super flex or my, what was it? My OP.
Your op. That's no. Right.
My starting running backs were Saquon Barkley, Aaron Jones, and I put Ramondre at flex. My wideouts, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Deontay Johnson, and then I have Hockenson at tight end. My bench, though, I got Derek Carr as my third quarterback. I have Cole Kmet as my tight end in replacement of Hockenson. I have Keon Coleman, Josh Downs, and Luke McCaffrey at wideout, and Nick Chubb and Jaleel McLaughlin at running back. This is the perfect team. This is a perfect super flex team.
Is this one of your favorite drafts for real?
I don't like the tight end thing. The tight end thing pissed me off. Like I wanted Goddard. I really wanted Njoku. Like they just didn't fall out to me. Jokes aside, I really like the build. I don't love Deontay Johnson necessarily in this as my wide receiver 3. Cause if you go through the list, I have the worst second worst wide receiver 3. Here are the other wide receiver 3s: DJ Moore, Malik Nabers, Stephon Diggs, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Jaden Reed, Chris Godwin, Cooper, McLaurin, Kupp, Worthy, Higgins, Deontay. Deontay's in the bottom quarter, bottom, 25% of wide receiver 3s in this format. But I have a great wide receiver 1, great wide receiver 2, really core running backs. What did it give my bench? Like, if it's not number 1, it's wrong. It's 5. That's wrong. It's wrong. It's the best bench that's out here. I don't think there shouldn't be a disagreement. So here's my insights. If I had drafted Jalen Waddle at 412 instead of a quarterback, I'd have scored higher. Okay. I have a bye week issue in week 12. I've got Garrett Wilson, Olave, Derek Carr, and Keon Coleman. So there's a wide receiver thing there. Sleeper alert. The number 1 sleeper tight end is TJ Hockenson. I have the number 2 consensus sleeper running back in Jaleel McLaughlin and the number 4 consensus sleeper wide receiver in Josh Downs. My steals, it's a Derek Carr, TJ Hockenson, and Kmet were all steals. And hey, it's Kev, my boy Kev, over at Rotoballer liked mine the best.
I think he's liked your team consistently. I think you guys must have pretty similar rankings.
You want to know who likes my team the second best?
Chris Welsh.
Me. I love mine the second best. I actually, you know what? It screwed up here. Me and Kev both gave it a 93. It should have just said me. Just let me have me. I gave myself a 93. I said, I love Saquon, Aaron Jones, and Ramondre. No doubt. Michael Tomlin liked it. Daniel Mader and Debro. My boy Debro liked it. He loved the Aaron Jones, Deontay, and Josh Downs. Adam Murfitt did not like it. Wormley didn't like it. Bandit didn't. Ellis and Andrew Seifter. I did a show with Andrew last year, or some shows. He didn't like the Baker, Derek Carr, Keon Coleman stuff. So my lowest grade is a D plus.
But Keon Coleman, Andrew.
Yeah, come on, baby. But I got all A's on it. So I don't know. I like this team a lot. And the tier jump from 6 to 5, like I said, it was 56 points. So there is a definite difference. But I will say this, my 5 spot to number 1 is like 120 points. So there were some big differences here. So I ended up 5. I'm pretty happy with it. You know, the changes would have been a better tight end. Would you have changed something in what I ended up doing in the team construction?
Here's the only thing that I think I would question, right? Is you're the number one pick and you take your first quarterback. Maybe you need to keep the advantage there and take another one in the second round, right? Like over Saquon. I would like to see what it would have looked like if you took a QB over Saquon and, you know, waited on a running back. That's the only issue that I would have. I think this is a really good build, though.
I think I said this, if Pam wasn't a jerk and took Purdy in front of me, I would have taken Purdy.
That was really only the only snipe you had, though, right? Like,
no, there were a couple others.
I know there were a couple more, but there were no outbursts outside of that one, I feel like.
Yeah, so, I mean, Pam did it like a couple times, but yeah, I mean, like to your point, like, yeah, like I'm on the wheel. Like there's only one person that can get me. There were some later, but yeah, I could have taken Tua. I could have taken Goff. I could have taken Lawrence as my quarterback too, but I just decided to go elite wide receiver and elite running back. And I'm happy with it. I actually wouldn't have changed it. What I would have done is taken Purdy and taken Barkley and then coming back. Let me look at the math here in round 4. See, this is what kills though. So check this out.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.